Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 4 of In His Steps, a prayer for the church. James Montgomery Boyce said, "For Paul, the knowledge that God was working was an inducement to prayer, not an excuse for neglecting it. It was because God was at work that he could pray with confidence." Our text is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of our hearts enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The first chapter of Ephesians contains two of the longest sentences in the original language of Greek found in all of the New Testament. Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14 is one long sentence, as is Ephesians 1, verses 15 to 23. In the first section, Paul praises God for the salvation that comes through the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. In the second section, verses 15 through 23, Paul prays that the salvation accomplished through Christ would be completed in his church as his people grow in the knowledge of Christ. The late preacher and longtime preaching professor Jim Shaddix once said, "The prayers in the Bible are an interesting study because they are a unique animal. When you and I pray, we are praying to know the will of God, praying for something. But do you understand that when a prayer finds its way into the canon of inspired scripture, it doesn't simply become a prayer to God, it becomes God's prayer for us. We know that God wants that same growing relationship with us because he inspired Paul to record this prayer in Scripture. The heartbeat of Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus is recorded in Scripture to encourage us to have the same attitude in prayer so that we as Christians can grow in our relationship with Christ. Paul's prayer contains two clauses known as progressively purpose clauses. Both clauses begin with the word that. One begins verse 17 and the other is found in the middle of verse 18. These two statements provide the purpose of Paul's prayer and build off of one another. The first purpose of Paul's prayer is that we would learn to know God intimately. Paul prays that God would give Christians the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. The word know here is a word that means the deepest, fullest kind of knowledge. Paul is praying that God's children would learn to know him fully. The second purpose clause begins with these words, "that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you." From this point in verse 18 through the end of verse 23, Paul prays for God to do a spiritual work in our hearts so we can see the investment that God made in us, which will lead to an increased intimacy with him. Paul's prayer modeled in our life could transform our walk with Christ and those we pray for. J.I. Packer, in his classic book, Knowing God, says that those who know God have four characteristics: great energy for God, great thoughts of God, great boldness for God, and great contentment in God. Let us pray that God will open our eyes so that we may know Him better. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential that you pray specifically for God to help the eyes of your heart to be enlightened to all He has done for you? Why do you think Paul concluded his prayer by describing God's great power? How does knowing God is all-powerful give you confidence in your prayer to know Him more fully? How can you pray Paul's prayer for yourself and others, specifically to grow in the knowledge of God and in an awareness of all we have in Jesus Christ? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day.